Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary, and Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, and author of Chasing Spirits, the Building of the Ghost Adventures Crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. I want to wish Sophia Temporelli congratulations on 4 years on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
This is author Alexandra Holder, and you're listening to ghost host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to the ghost host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to ghost host. Sophia Temporelli.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
The Ghost Host Show is Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox Sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And hands down, this is the world's most unique paranormal broadcast, a 16-year-old Sophia Temporelli broadcast each and every week. She's been doing so since she was 12 years old and discussing all the latest haunt topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And congratulations, Sophia, on 4 years of broadcasting here on the network. I want to thank Rob Sirik, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week for us, Sophia. And to all the moderators, thank you guys so much for getting us, patching us through at live events, getting people from the chat room into the live player. Feel free to call into the show if 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. And, yeah, feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. Today we have June Lundgren. She is a psychic medium, animal communicator, healer, and international author. She's a psychic investigator with NW Paranormal Team Investigators out of Oregon. She's a psychic researcher and nurse with over 40 years of experience within the paranormal field. Everyone, to follow along, visit mysticconnections.org. That's mysticconnections.org. Upcoming shows next Saturday. Travel Channel's Mysteries of the National Parks. It's a new series on Travel Channel. Televised expert and author of Haunted Hikes, Andrea Lankford, will be on the program. That's the 27th, next Saturday. Also, too, UK paranormal investigator Lee Roberts, July 11th. Paranormal Persistence author David Allen, July 18th. Haunted England paranormal investigators Tony, Stu, and Gary on August 25th. Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International Key Paranormal Investigator Dustin Perry will be on August 1st. So everybody put that on your calendar, too, as well. Renowned televised psychic medium life consultant Rick Hayes will be on the program August 8th, too, as well. So exciting next few months. We have more people booked in the coming days ahead that we're going to announce, too. So visit LiveParanormal.com. The ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com to learn about the show guests as we learn of them real time. And also to like LiveParanormal.com Facebook group page, too. And a lot of new great broadcasters added to the lineup here on LiveParanormal.com. And so some great shows here added to as well on LiveParanormal.com. Coming soon, we have Sci-Fi Channel's Destination Truth Chief Medic Adventurer Rex Williams will be on the program. So we're setting a date with Rex to return to the show. Also to Psychic Kids' Travis Hill from A&E's Psychic Kids. So if you're interested in the paranormal, you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. The Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli is giving away tickets to the Mid-Ohio Paranormal Convention hosted by legendary televised paranormal researcher Keith Age. We have 10 tickets to give away to Keith Age's Mid-Ohio Paranormal Convention. So yes, the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society is proud to present the 2015 Mid-Ohio Convention. It's going to be this July 17th through 19th, so coming right up. So join Keith Age, Christopher St. Booth, Brian Cano, Keith Ramsey, more guest speakers to be announced too in the coming weeks ahead. So for more information and updates, visit LouisvilleGHS.com. That's LouisvilleGHS.com to learn about the event and ticket information. But for the contest winners, again, we only have 10 available, but note, there's only limited one ticket per household. So enter for your randomly selected chance to win at ghosthostshow@outlook.com. ghosthostshow@outlook.com. So good luck, everybody. And let's see here. Check out the memberships on liveparanormal.com. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding you guys here at the audience members of liveparanormal.com with the membership packages. So hint, hint, you know, books, your favorite paranormal books, autographed by the authors themselves, DVDs, T-shirts, posters, everything else too. You know, everybody from the Ghost Adventures guys to the Ghost Hunters guys. Check out the membership packages here on liveparanormal.com. Tonight on liveparanormal.com, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, Chip Coffee of 80s Paranormal State and Psychic Kids is on here monthly too, Monday nights as well. Ben Hansen, Patrick Burns, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigatti, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhart, and many more. So your paranormal evening is just now kicking itself off here on the Father's Day weekend. Also, too, happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. And, yeah, if you miss anything, you need to toggle forward for a phone number, email address, anything of that type, or may miss any part of the show. Archive shows are available on the homepage of liveparanormal.com. As well, they're offered as free MP3 iTunes downloads on the site. And as always, here we have Peter James. We'll be taking your calls. Peter,
John,
this is just...
Talk to me, John!
Peter, this is just incredible to hear your voice each and every week. Everybody is delighted by that. I have a million pages open. It's been a great...
I'm here to help you!
Well, Peter, thank you so much. Let's bring on the host, Peter. Let's
come through, speak to me!
Let's see, toggling. There we go. Okay, Sophia, you there?
Hello?
Hi. Congratulations on 4 years here, Sophia.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 4 years.
I know, you're doing a fantastic job. And what's a surprise
Thank
everybody's going to have here today?
Lucas is going to be read by our pet psychic.
Well, he's a black dog, you know. Oh, but he's going to be red. Okay, I thought, wow, we're going to actually paint him red for the show. That's pretty cool. But no, he's going to, yeah, you know, June Lundgren, she's an animal communicator as well as being a psychic medium and a healer. And so we have a lot of questions for her. But, I mean, that's incredible that she is going to communicate with Lucas. How cool is that?
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what she gets.
Yeah, and congratulations on graduating. So you're going to enjoy summer.
Yeah, I'm still in high school, so.
Well, I know, but it's summertime. You graduated the 10th grade. You got summer going on and everything. Pretty cool.
Yeah, if only it just stayed like this.
Yeah.
High school.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, summer, I know they start going faster the older you get and everything, but, you know, and slow down, enjoy it, have a good time. I see you're in there video gaming and stuff. What's the video game you guys are playing now?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Who's playing that with you? You guys?
No one, because my friend Scott hasn't gotten it yet. Shout out to
Scott. Oh, they don't have. See, you're always a step ahead of everybody. You're up on the technology, when to get it, where to get it, and all that kind of stuff. So you're a bada bing, bada boom kind of person with the video games.
No, I just have no life.
Well, no. I mean, your finger's on the pulse, as they say. So, I mean, you're a step ahead, but that's going to be cool. Everybody's going to be gaming, doing all that kind of fun summer activity stuff that you do now that, You know, I guess I did it, you know, too. We had the Atari. Of course, that puts me back a few years on the kind of gaming system I had back then. But so where can everybody find you? What's your Instagram? You got the Snapchat and all the social media stuff. Where are you at?
I'm on Tumblr and Instagram at Sophia Temporelli, just regular spelled. I'm on Snapchat and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L because they do not let me put my full name off by one letter.
Our name's too long. We've been cursed with that. I know your whole life, but yeah, you know, I've been cursed, well, I guess my whole life too, but I didn't have to enter it into fields and stuff, you know, it's just everything was written out and stuff. And so there was always enough spaces and bubbles for me to put it. So, but tell us about our guest today, Sophia. Oh, wait, what's that?
At least I don't have to use my real name on gaming systems. Have that gamer tag.
Yeah, you get to shorten it, abbreviate it, and do all that kind of stuff there, so.
Yeah, I got that gamer tag
in PSN. Yeah, see, it all works out. And yeah, but so tell us about our guest today. Pretty excited. Lucas is going to get his, you know, your co-host, Lucas, the German short hair pointer. He's going to get his first time reading on air. This is pretty incredible. So tell us about our guest, Sophia.
Today we have on June Lundgren, is a psychic medium, animal communicator, healer, international author, NW Paranormal Team psychic researcher and nurse with over 40 years of experience within the paranormal field. Coming up and never experienced on the show before in our 4 years of broadcasting, June is going to communicate with my co-host, Dog Lucas, live on air. Everyone visit June Lundgren's website, mysticconnections.org. Let's bring her into the show.
Okay, let's do that. Let's see, you know, we're kind of doing that thing David Letterman did with the you know, the push button phone and all that kind of thing. We're calling her up, but I guess on this show, I guess we say that we're summoning her. Let's try that out. Let's see how this goes. Here we go. We're summoning. Everybody focus your attention. We're summoning June Lundgren right now, everybody.
Hello?
June,
hi.
Hello? The GoSo Show.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Yes, I always love talking with animals.
No, that's incredible.
To start off, tell us about the long line of psychic females within your family.
The females, as far as I can trace them back, is to the 1600s. They came from Ireland and Scotland. And they were all the females had mediumistic or psychic abilities and were either healers of one type or another. And my grandmother helped me trace the family tree back that far.
Wow.
And so all the women in our family, except my son is the last of our line. So he actually inherited the abilities, and he's an animal communicator also.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now, your grandmother's cousin, is it your grandmother's cousin was related to a famous aviator and was able to communicate?
Oh, yeah, my grandmother's cousin was Wiley Post.
Wow.
He died in the airplane crash off Point Boro, Alaska with Will Rogers.
Wow.
He was Cherokee Indian, and most of the our lineage on that side is Cherokee and Apache Indian.
Wow.
How did you become a team psychic researcher with NW Paranormal in Oregon?
It happened about, it was last October, and I was asked to do a video called Paranormal Crossings. It's a show about all things paranormal. And the first time I was on it, they told me, oh, it's going to air, and I kept waiting for it to air, waiting for him to talk to me and let me know that it was actually airing, and then about a month later, I finally got a hold of him and said, you know, Aaron Collins, and said, what's up? I said, it's not showing, and then he says, well, I hate to tell you this, but your show is absolutely nowhere. It's like it never existed. They did two of us that night, and mine was the only one who disappeared. And it was recorded on Bluetooth as well as computer, and neither one
wow.
of them showed up.
Wow.
He thought I would be mad. I started laughing. He says, why are you laughing? And I said, well, this happens to me all the time. I remove demons, so they're always messing with me one way or another.
Oh, electronics. Wow.
Yeah, and it's very easy for them. So I agreed to do it again the following week. And when I was in the show, he asked me, you know, are you going to bring Michael the Archangel with you? And I said, yes, I will. And so Michael was there, and he said, well, you know, can we see him? And I said, well, I'll ask him to come over and stand behind us. And the hostess that was there said, this is bizarre. She says, the cold air's been blowing on me all night. And she said, and then just after you said that, it's like something passed between me and the air. And she says, I saw a huge wing. And the host said, because Michael went to stand behind him, and he put his hand on his shoulder, and he says, okay. He says, I'm really freaked out. He says, I saw a huge wing. And he says, I saw the image of Michael in the monitor that we're watching. He says, I'm just blown away.
Wow.
And then we started talking. We started talking for a while. And just after she had said that, I felt a demon come into the building. And I telepathically asked Michael if he caught it, and he says, I'm on it. So when it came in, I could feel it come in, but I didn't respond, you know, outwardly. But when it came in, Michael grabbed it with his wing and shot it down into the abyss. And you can actually hear the demon scream at time index 37.44. You can actually hear the demon scream.
Wow, in the archive show. Wow.
Yeah. It freaked everybody out. You know, Aaron got a hold of me the next day and said, you have to listen to this. You have to hear this. And I told him, oh, you're talking about a demon. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, you know, Michael gets rid of them. That's what happens.
Wow.
So how do you balance family life in Oregon, being a nursing professional, psychic medium, animal communicator, healer, field researcher, and being on global broadcasts like today?
I learned a long time ago that you have to balance things. You cannot let your family suffer your family life suffer for all the things that you do. And
right.
I guess I've been lucky enough where God has been able to help me to balance things out between that and writing, spending a lot of time writing. I just yesterday completed my next book called The Dark Side of the Paranormal. So it should be out in the next 2 weeks. But I have two more books in the works after that, so you have to just, you know, I work 4 days a week as a nurse. I'm off right now because I had surgery on my foot. But you just have to do it. You have to arrange your time and your schedule.
So with your psychic impressions, in what form do you receive these impressions? Are they full figural apparitions, vocally communicated, or relating picture images?
If I connect telepathically, I can hear the full conversation, like I'm talking to you. Once in a while, if the spirit is not been in the death state for, you know, haven't been dead for very long, they'll show me flashes of either a movie or something that I've done, or, you know, they'll reference something. But if they've been gone for quite a while, then I can just talk to them like I talk to you. I see them with my mind's eye. With my mind's eye. My son sees angels like you see people with your eyes. And he's been doing that since he was a little kid.
Wow.
So do you have an angel or a spirit guide that conveys messages or impressions to you?
Yes, I have three guides. I have my sister, Anne, who died at the age of 2 months old. But she comes to me as she was in a lifetime prior to being my sister. And so I see her as an adult. And I have my great-great-grandmother, Martha, is my other guide. And then I have Standing Wolf, who is my protector and warrior. But Michael, the archangel, he's been with me since I was born. And he told me, I've been with you in all your lives, and I'll never leave you.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm so used to seeing him, I don't pay attention. He's got a 12-foot wingspan and 10 feet tall.
Whoa. Wow.
That's what kind of freaked out Aaron.
As a healer, how has your nursing skills aided you in diagnosing what you sense is a problem within individuals and what parts of the body the problems reside?
It helps me a lot because, you know, I know the A&P, the anatomy and physiology of a body from being nursing for 39 years. And so it helps me to focus on the areas in question. And it really, you know, I see the area that, when I look at someone, I see the areas that are in trouble, that need healing, in shades of red. And actually, I don't call it, like, I don't do psychic healing. I do spiritual because God gave me the gift of laying on of hands. He sends me by word of mouth to people, and he gives me the instant knowledge of what needs to be healed. And then I lay hands on the person, and I can feel his energy coming into my head, filling my body and out into the person's body. Sometimes the healing is instantaneous. Sometimes it takes a couple hours, a couple days. But, you know, like I tell people, I don't do anything. He does it all. I'm only the go-between. I'm only the conduit.
What advice would you give family members and kids that have psychic abilities or home haunting issues?
I would tell them to listen to the child. Sit down and take the child seriously and listen to the child. And don't belittle them and don't tell them they're crazy or that it's just your imaginary friend. Because 9 times out of 10, it's not. And children before the age of 12 are so open that they see everything, the good and the bad, because they don't know they can't or they shouldn't. After that, you know, they sort of go away from it unless they have true psychic abilities. Then it will increase, and they'll need to find someone to help them, to mentor them. I was fortunate enough to have my grandmother, and my son is fortunate enough to have me. So as long as I can help people, I will. I try to help anyone that comes to me for help with anything like that because I feel it's my job to help them, you know, find their own path.
Right.
What advice would you give to individuals that are trying to develop a psychic ability?
The first bit of advice I give them is to learn to meditate because if you can quiet your mind, which is hard for some people. If you can quiet your mind, you will be open enough to make that connection. That's a big thing. A lot of people can't quiet their mind. There's just, it's going in too many different directions at the same time. So this, you know, you're not going to get it right away. It's trial and error. Believe it or not, there's a very good book called Meditation for Dummies. And it really has some unique ways of helping you learn to meditate.
Oh, cool.
And it's really good. It's really a good book.
So speaking of books, tell the audience what we can expect from your book, A Medium's Guide to the Paranormal.
Okay. A Medium's Guide to the Paranormal was written because God urged me to write the book. He said, I want you to write a book. And I want you to let people know that I do hear them. And what they want is not necessarily what they need. They may want something, but do they really need it? He says, I give people what they need, not necessarily what they want. And so I sat down and wrote the first chapter, which is all about my struggle to accept my abilities and to improve my abilities. And the rest is a basic guide to everything from hauntings, orbs, demons, angels, ley lines, religion, marriage. You know, it's, I covered a lot of different things in that book, and I'm actually also working on the sequel to it called Through the Veil. It talks about what happens after you die.
Mm-hmm.
And the process that goes with it. I've been dead a couple times. My latest one was in 1988 in a motorcycle accident.
Ooh.
And I died. The woman, I was taking a left turn. The woman ran a red light, hit me on my bike, and I was clinically dead for 2 minutes. During
wow.
that time, when you cross, I saw the light, and my grandparents were there. And there was another angel named Michael. And my grandmother says, you can't stay. You have to go back. You have so much more to do. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, this is not my time. And Michael said, you have to relive your life, all your lives, to clear back to your soul life. And so it seemed like hours that it took, but I'm sure it only took a moment or two. I went back through all of my physical lives, reviewed them, until it finally ended up with the core life. And he told me, he says, this is who your soul belongs to. This is your true name. This is who you are. And he said, you were Ariel, the archangel, guardian of the throne of God. He said, you were sent back and will continue to return until you learn to have compassion for man. He said, you had been up here so long and so disconnected from mankind that you had no compassion, no love for them. He said, God said you needed to come back and will continue to come back until you learn.
Wow.
So that's why I'm a blubbery mess in this lifetime, I think.
Wow.
Go ahead.
It took me a while to get a grip on that. I kind of put it aside for a while because it was too much for me to take in. About 10 years ago, it was brought back to me that it was time that I, sucked it up and did what I was supposed to do. And I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? And they said, you're supposed to remove demons for God from the earth level. And I'm like, really? You couldn't give me something happy, happy, joy, joy? You had to give me a darn, darn dark stuff? And he said, that's what
mission.
You're good at. Yeah, he said,
wow.
That's what you're good at. It's what you were good at up here, and you loved, Ariel loves to do it, so there you go. So I continue to do it.
What can we expect from your books, Paranormal Encounters 1 and 2?
These are a collection of my real-life paranormal encounters. Everything from a trip to the Queen Mary to demonic attachments to the death of my grandfather, the prophetic dream I had of him dying. He came to me in April of the year that he died, and he died in September. I don't buffer them, so they're like full-on episodes of what really happened. And I tell it from my point of view. And people seem to like to hear about paranormal encounters. So I thought, okay, why don't I just start putting them in books? And so the third one should be out before the end of summer.
When do you expect the release of this summer's title, The Dark Side of the Paranormal?
I hope to release it in 2 weeks.
Can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Yeah, people have been after me for a while to talk about. I did the Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo a year ago, November, and I thought, you give a lecture with the when you rent a booth. So I thought, I'm going to do something different. I've been going to these Body, Mind, and Spirit Expos for years, and nobody has ever done anything about the dark side. So I did the lecture. I arrived in the lecture room, and it was wall-to-wall bodies. I couldn't believe it. And I gave my talk and question and answer session, went back to my booth, and people were coming up to me for the rest of the weekend saying, thank you so much for finally doing something about the dark side. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's taboo.
Yeah.
And the Reiki masters teach their people that if you talk about it or read about it, then you're going to draw them to you. And I tell them, I said, listen, they don't need that. They can find you if they want you.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need anybody to call them to you. So what the book contains is like secrets, what demons' weaknesses are, what their abilities are, their fears. Believe it or not, they have fears. All these, you know, I focus on demons, earthbound negatives, and shadow people and minions. And they all have fears, which people don't seem to understand. They do have fears. They have weaknesses. And and I tell people how to tell the difference between these creatures so that they know, okay, I have a shadow person, not a demon, or I have an earthbound spirit, not a shadow person, you know, and how to protect yourself. I do a lot with how to protect yourself. And I go into the myths of what can protect you and what can't in the physical world. Some people believe that a cross alone can protect you from evil, but it can't. You have to have the image of Christ and not a abstract rendering, a real image of Christ on it. It's like there's a psychic out there who tells you, oh, you know, take some of this tar water, it'll help you. That won't do anything for you, and it's very hazardous to your health and the health of animals.
Right.
So I go in depth to this sort of stuff. So, and there are some of my recent encounters in there also.
Speaking of animals, would you like to do the reading for Lucas now?
Yeah, I actually was in Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break, if that's okay, and come back and do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Again, this is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. And, today we have June Lundgren. And, she is, among other things, she's a psychic medium, a healer, international author. She's with NW Paranormal. She's a psychic researcher with the paranormal team, a nurse with over 40 years of experience, and also, too, an animal communicator. So we have a special show. We've never done this one in the 4 years of broadcasting with Sophia. So this is going to be a special show. Sophia's co-host Lucas is going to be joining us on the show, and he's going to be communicating with June and sharing some special things about Lucas and some things about our little guy. So it's going to be special. It's going to be coming right up, and it's the Ghost Host Show. Feel free to call in 609-639-4606. That's 609-639-4606. And again, feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. We've got a lot of people in there right now already. I'm going to post all of June's links in the chat room, too, as well. So go to mysticconnections.org. That's mysticconnections.org to follow along with June. That's her personal site, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the Most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hi, this is Eric.
And this is Mike.
Of Orange County Soul Searchers. And we'd like to say
congratulations
to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, of 4 years of broadcasting
on liveparanormal.com.
You rock!
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is Team Investigators.
Edward.
Frank.
Steve.
Candy. Jessica.
From California Ghost Chasers. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to ghost host, Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
That's right, it's The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. And again, feel free to jump in LiveParanormal.com chat room. Again, our guest today is June Lundgren, and a special show. I'm trying to wrangle up our other little co-host here and everything. But everybody, go to the Mid-Ohio Paranormal Convention. It's Keith Age's event. At the event is going to be Keith Age, Christopher St. Booth, Brian Cannell, Keith Ramsey, and a lot more to be announced in the weeks ahead. It's going to be July 17th through 19th. We have 10 tickets to give away right now to the event. Again, it's limited to one ticket per household, so good luck for your chance to win. Enter at ghosthostshow@outlook.com. All entries to ghosthostshow@outlook.com. Again, we have Joan Lundgren. I'm bringing everybody's Peter, we have everybody on the line there? Okay, thank you, Peter. I'm bringing everybody into the show. And Sophia, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, June, are you there too?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Everything's working. All the levels look good. Okay, I'm making my way over to our co-host. That's Lucas. Lucas, say hi to everybody. Lucas. Okay, that's all you're going to get out of Lucas, which is why we have four dogs. We have one that would really be good for reading because she sensed ghosts at our former residence. That's Lucy, but she's very vocal. So we went with Lucas, the one that's more astute and everything. So we have Lucas here. And June, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. It's fun to communicate with animals because they're so open and upfront and they tell it like it is.
Yeah, he's right here. I know I sent you over an image of Sophia and Lucas.
Yeah, I got it. I started receiving information from him last night, and so I kind of wrote it all down so that I could let you guys know what he wants you to know.
Oh, wow.
All I have to do is have a picture of the animal, and I make the connection. So, any questions you have, I'll tell
Sophia?
You what I received from him.
Let's hear what you got first.
Okay. When I first started communicating with him, I realized that he was an old soul, and he has a very beautiful soul. I asked him about his early life, which he really didn't want to go into something. He said there was a male that abused him, and he doesn't want to talk about it. He says that's the past, that is not now. He said that he wants Sophia to know how much he appreciates all the love and attention that she gives him. And he says he actually came into your life for a reason. He says you needed a protector and someone to take care of you. So that's why he came into your life. He said, that's my job in this lifetime. And he likes the other animals as well, the other animals at your place. But he says, you know, they know that he is supposed to be with you. They know instinctively that. That's the way it is. And so they give him his space in order to do that. I did run into a few issues with his. Right now he's just having some twinges of joint pain, nothing significant. But if you start him on some glucosamine once a day, then it will help him. He says that, let's see, okay, he told me that he's going to live to be 9 to 10 years of age. So I asked him how long he would be with you. And he said that there's the food that he's getting right now, dog food he's getting right now, is kind of giving him an upset stomach. He says he eats it, but it's kind of hard on his digestion. And see, he's telling me he has problems with the grains, and everything needs to be grain free.
Wow!
And he prefers either salmon or beef. He had
wow.
to get that in. He said, "I'd rather have either salmon or beef," and he would like to have a small snack before bedtime. It helps him to sleep better. And you have
okay.
a small female dog?
Yeah, we have two.
Okay, this one is kind of like what I see is almost like a Chihuahua type dog. You know, it's a little dog.
Yeah.
She's having problems with her bladder sometimes, and she tells me she's susceptible to urinary tract infections. So
yep.
if you could give her some flowing water. For my dogs, I have a bubbler. And I know they make a device you can just put in a bowl and it bubbles. But flowing water would be better for her, she said. She'll drink more water and therefore have less urinary tract infections if she, you know, as long as she gets flowing water.
Wow.
Yeah, she has been having problems where she'll eat and then we don't know why she'll just throw up and we just didn't know what was wrong with her.
Yeah.
No, but she's had
they all agree that they're having stomach issues from the food.
Yeah,
you know,
she has like a at times she's had a thing where she lies on her back and just kind of, you know, looks like she's favoring her belly or something, but there's like kind of a sour milk smell, and that's kind of indicative of something like that. And then, you know, the other dogs come along and kind of smell. Don't want to get too graphic about, you know, all that. But as far as Lucas, I don't eat meat. I eat fish and eggs every once in a while. And so I'll sneak him a little bite of my salmon. So he loves the salmon.
Yeah.
And yeah, like he likes, you
he
know,
loves
a little
French fries. I don't know.
And, yeah, they'll give him little bits of taco meat or, you know, beef or something on the girl's side.
And
you know,
yeah,
they eat
likes,
meat and stuff.
He likes beef and salmon. Those are his two favorites.
It's funny you said no grains because he's actually been diagnosed with a grain allergy.
Yeah,
he started losing
he
hair.
It just doesn't sit well with him. And the others that are there, it's also upsetting their stomach. So if we just go grain-free all the way across the board, everybody will be happier.
Yeah, we put everybody on it at that point, too, and it, you know, it's...
Yeah,
that's good.
Like, we had Blue Wilderness, but they weren't eating, like, half of the food because it had these little...
They had little pellets in it that they ate around. It was weird.
It's the berry. They have like, fruit in there, like berries, and they don't like that at all. It's like, get this stuff away from me, Mom.
And
I don't know how they did it, but
their,
they ate around it.
We switched their food to food that's supposed to be grain-free, but...
Well, you picked up on some things, too. He had a life before we got him, so he's a rescue. So we didn't... Yeah, he'd been through it. He's very wary of people and very protective. If we have workers coming over, we got to kind of grab his leash.
He prefers women over men. Like I said, he was abused by a male, an older male, and he just doesn't want to talk about it. So I dropped the subject.
Yeah, I'll put it this way.
He didn't want to go there.
Yeah, he had an owner that passed away, and he lived in a location where, like, people just threw food over a fence to him and the other puppies, and there was somebody that I guess was kind of caretaking that place for years, so he didn't know human beings for a year. And when trailer park people call to report something, you know it's pretty bad situation. So that's what he was in.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
He was, this male would kick him. And,
wow.
And hit on him and stuff. And he would cower away. But that's what he showed me, so.
Yeah, he did have a very submissive side, and I had to actually carry him out to go to the bathroom and stuff and bring him back into the house, and it took us a while just to warm up to him a couple weeks.
Yeah. I wish I could hold Lucas more, but for some reason this past, like, 2 years, I've had dogs my whole life, but I just recently developed an allergy to dogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she gets full red rashes on her forearms and everything just from kind of cuddling with them.
Yeah.
But she does anyway.
Well, you know, it's, I wish I could get to you. Hands-on healing would probably help that, probably 80% guarantee. But
do you do any remote work?
I'll be doing some tonight. I do it every Friday and every Saturday night. So I do it through meditation, call the soul to me, and do healings. So if you're up for that, Sophia, I will do it tonight for you.
Yeah, in the chat room,
we have
some questions coming in. There's going to be a question from Katie. She's putting it in all caps and everything. She's getting instructed in the chat room. But, she's going to have a question. But we also know that there's the founder of OC Soul Searchers. There's Eric Johnson. And he's an animal lover, but he doesn't want a dog. Is this a guy that should have a dog? He's always out paranormal investigating. But, would he be a good dog person?
Yes, he would. And dogs,
I think,
are
so too.
Dogs are sensitive.
Same.
But he has to find the one for him. And it will be telling to stay away from collies. He won't work well with a collie. He'll work well with a short hair like a German pointer or a pit or a Doberman. Those
wow.
Rottweiler.
Lucas
those,
does
those
like him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
We've been trying to find a dog for my grandma. My grandpa passed away last year, and she's all alone now, so we're trying to find a dog for her, and we just can't seem to find the right one. Do you think we'll be able to find a dog for her?
Okay, and the next 2.5 months, you'll find her one. It will be a smaller dog, not Chihuahua size, but like Shih Tzu size, that type of size. And it will be a mutt, but it will have the longer hair. And I see like kind of almost like a Shih Tzu type face to it, but not quite, like a cross between a Bichon and a Shih Tzu, but with white long fur with touches of black. And this one will be, it's a rescue animal. It's a rescue animal. It will be, and it's a female, and it will be just her other half. They'll be inseparable.
I can see Lily's in the back, and she's chiming in. You can hear her barking in the background. That's the one with the bladder infections. But I want to get in here quickly, too. I know we're running out of time. Now the chat room's coming alive and everything. This is a topic that's really getting high here. So I want to make sure I get this in. I know my mom, she's been looking for a black and white dog because she has two black and white cats, and she says she wants them to match. Uh-huh. She's always been into lots of opsos. That was almost our first dog before we got a Cocker Spaniel. But Katie in the chat room, Katie, a great friend of the show. Quick difference between recognizing shadow people, earthbound, negative, lower level energy. She wants your take and thoughts and theories on that. Also, it's a two-part. So, June said that tar water, etc., does not work. What is best for spirit protection? So, there's a two-part for protection instead of tar water.
Also, too, yes, recognizing shadow people, earthbound, what are your opinions?
Okay, shadow people never travel in packs, whereas demons always travel in packs. There's always more than one. They're never alone. Shadow people are always alone. They never change. I can't say never. Once in a great while, they'll change and show themselves as something harmless. But for the most part, they're dark, they're black, and they really don't like to change. They have, if you look at their eyes, they're either red or a gold color. Those are shadow people. A earthbound spirit, negative earthbound spirit, you will feel cold on the outside, physically cold. If it's a demon or a shadow person or a minion, that cold will be at your core, inside you, and it'll be like you're frozen on the inside, and you'll get a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, and you may smell, you know, rotting flesh. You may, you know, start sweating profusely. I mean, these are all signs of negative. Earthbounds won't do that to you. Earthbound negatives, which were people, will just be a pain in the rear. And they can throw things and things like that. They can try to project themselves as a shadow person, or they can project themselves as 7 feet tall. But if you close your eyes, open your mind, you can see their true appearance. And to protect yourself, best way to protect yourself is to get some black salt. I have a special recipe that God gave me the recipe to when I started doing demon removal. And if it protects my paranormal crews from demons, it'll protect anybody. And I don't have the recipe up on my website yet, but if you contact me through my website, www.mysticconnections.org, I will send you the way to make it and to use it. It will protect you. You can carry a little bit on yourself. You can carry some in your car for protection. But what you want to do is you want to surround your house with this after you sage. And it will put a seal on your home so that nothing negative from the other side or from this side will harm you. We'll be able to make it through that line of salt.
Yeah, I put the website in the chat room, too, for, yeah, Katie says, thanks, good points, too, she pointed out. But, yeah, mysticconnections.org. And, if God had a cooking network show that showed how to make that, that would be the highest rated one, I think, ever, too. So.
Yeah, I've got the recipe along with everything you have to do in order to be protected by it.
So I know the show is coming to an end, but I just want to say thank you so much for reading Lucas. You definitely hit on some major points about him. But do you have any upcoming interviews, websites, or events you would like to mention?
I am going to be on America's Most Haunted on the 16th of July.
Wow.
And I am... like I said, I have my book coming out, The Dark Side of the Paranormal, in a couple of weeks. And then I have the third in the Paranormal Encounters series will be out before the end of summer.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on my show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoyed talking and reading Lucas. He's a very beautiful soul.
Wow, June,
yeah,
thank you so much.
I love you so much.
So are
we'd love
puppies.
To have you back on anytime, and if you have anything to promote, and actually, too, when the book's out and everything, you know, anytime, you know, the show's open to you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, June.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, you guys have a good weekend now.
You too, thanks. Yeah, again, this is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Sophia, again, congratulations on 4 years of broadcasting here on the network.
Thank you, and another great show today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'll talk to you guys next weekend. just thank you guys so much for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, again, the Ghost Host Show. Lucas, thank you very much for your participation as well. You're a great guy, always a consummate gentleman. Yeah, the Ghost Host Show. Also, too, coming up next Saturday, we have Travel Channel's Mysteries of the National Parks. It's a new series on Travel Channel. We have the televised expert and author of Haunted Hikes. That's Andrea Langford will be on the program June 27th, next Saturday. Also, too, UK paranormal investigator Lee Roberts will be on July 11th. Paranormal persistence author David Allen will be on July 18th. Haunted England paranormal investigators Tony, Stu, and Gary will be on the program. Well, it looks like a whole block of UK people we have coming up here, too. We've had all female. We have Andrea Langford next week. We've had June Lundgren today. Last week we had Girls of the Dark paranormal investigators, so all female going to the UK. I mean, we're vastly in the span here. So also, too, we have Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International key investigator Dustin Perry will be returning to the program August 1st. Renowned televised psychic medium life consultant Rick Hayes will be on the program August 8th. Great show, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Katie, great questions in there, too. So we'll see you all next week.
This is Mark and Debbie Constantino, EVP specialist at Being on the Ghost Adventures.
You are listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.